Hey there, Triple T listeners. This is Eric. I just wanted to tell you before this episode that we are thinking about all of you, and we hope that all of our listeners and teachers and people everywhere are safe and sound and healthy. This episode is a little bit of a hodgepodge that we put together. Mike and Marie and I just got together on a Skype call to talk about everything going on. My son wanted to get involved. And at the end of the podcast, he does a little bit of a review about a new Facebook Messenger app for kids. So I hope you enjoy. Welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
I'm Marie Larson.
And we're coming to you from Quarantineville, aka our houses.
That's right.
And we've got a pretty good connection here, but if you know there's any audio difficulties, we apologize in advance for that. But we wanted to make a quick podcast just to send out and kind of tell how we're doing. We'd love to hear from you all out there too, to hear how you're dealing with this, not just as teachers, but just, you know, as parents,
as people. Yeah.
Parents and people, like, how you feeling? I know, Marie, you were saying that you're just like, you're feeling a little lonely.
Yeah. Living alone right now is super tough.
Yeah.
Tough. Even with like video calls and things like that, it's just tough.
Yeah, I love the video, I was just thinking about this. Like, if it was 10 years ago and we were trying to, like, connect to people and all that, like, the technology definitely helps, but it's not the same.
No, it's not at all. It's hard to have a conversation with multiple people at the same time when you're not together, because people just interrupt each other, not on purpose, but there's lag and there's whatever, and it's just a choppy conversation. It's really difficult.
Yeah, you know, and around our house, I really have been taking it easy on my son. I bet you if we interviewed our kids and we really asked them how they're feeling, I don't think that's helping. I think a little structure is helping them, but I don't think...
Structure, yes, but...
Rigor, no.
Everyone's all just trying to cope, you know what I mean? Like, give everybody time to cope and figure it out.
Right. We talk about, you know, we talked about that trauma before, secondary trauma and whatever. And this is traumatic for everybody involved, because nobody has experienced this before in their lives, what we're doing right now. And to just pretend like it's all normal, but we're just going to keep school going at home with non-certified teachers and parents trying to do the best they can while they're trying to figure out their lives, because they're off of work. And they're worried about financial things, and they're worried about their parents getting sick, and they're worried. You just got to calm down and just enjoy some of this time with your family that you weren't expecting to have. That's my opinion, at least. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so too. I think, Marie, you probably, you know, you're our social emotional guru. I mean, what should people be doing if they're reaching out to their students? Like, what kind of things would you want your teacher to do for you, right? Like,
well, like I said, I mean, the things that I have sent out, because we got the okay to communicate things out, like, I have just sent out, like, I miss you guys. I miss doing this. We send me a picture of what you're up to, giving them a little update about what I'm up to. I sent a little read aloud of me reading a book,
you know? Yeah.
Things like that. Just more of like just a check-in and saying like, I miss you. This is tough, but like, we're all in it together.
Yep. I'm still here. Don't worry. We're still here. Just because we're not seeing each other every day in the classroom, I'm still out here. I'm still thinking about you guys. That's kind of what I said to my kids.
Yeah. I know that teachers want to keep that normalcy going, but it's, you know, but when you're in a situation where kids can tell, kids know when there's something going on, whether it's told to them or not, they know there's stuff going on. And I think that we need to acknowledge those feelings. We need to acknowledge, that kids have that trauma, as well.
I think about the last day before we officially closed, that last day during our morning meeting. I mean, we just sat and I let everyone say, like, just tell me something you're feeling worried about, or tell me something you're wondering about, or if you have a question, like, I'll try my best to answer it. But yeah, they needed to say, like, things that they were worried about, things that were feeling them, and just, like, validating that and letting them say it was important.
Well, I think a lot of our kids, they all had different understandings of what was going on, because probably for some of them, they didn't know anything about the coronavirus and how it was spreading across the country and whatever. And others maybe had talked to their parents about it or seen stuff on the news. And then all of a sudden they just found out Friday morning when they woke up, today's your last day of school for 3 weeks. And some have no idea why, and others totally understood why. And it just, that whole dynamics in the classroom that day was pretty wild.
Yeah, we all kind of had a few minutes after our final day to talk to one another, and it was, none of us even knew how to feel or what to do. It was just totally different than anything we've experienced. But I know that for my son, and actually he wants me to add him onto this podcast, so I might do a little mini interview with him on the end of this podcast. He's using a Facebook Messenger Kids app that allows him to, like, connect to his friends. And I can see it all on my phone. So, like, if there's anything inappropriate going on or anything, I can check in and make sure that everything's on the up and up. But that's been good for him because I think for him, that loss of connection to his peers. Mm-hmm. I mean, the poor kid, he's an only child.
Right.
He's stuck with me and mom all day. But yeah, that loss of connection with his peers, I think, was very traumatic for him. I think that.
Well, even I think for me as a teacher, like, you know, I'm sending messages to me, but I'm trying to come up with some ideas of how the kids can find out what each other is doing. Like,
I
send a picture that is okay to share with everybody and make, like, a little video on clips or make a little book creator book just of, like, so they can all see what each other is doing, because I know they miss each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And I also, not in an official capacity as a teacher, but just as a parent, we created, like, a little chat group with, like, four or five different parents, so that our kids could, like, post to each other of stuff they were doing. And we posted little mini challenges to each other for the day. Yeah. Like, we did a challenge of, like, hey, write to a senior citizen in one of our retirement communities, just because they might be feeling, socially distanced or lonely. And so it's kind of a nice way to have a little bit of that peer pressure to make some things.
Yeah, like, my friend's doing this, like, let's all do that. Yeah, no, I like that. I love that.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. So I don't know. Outside of that, I think that I feel like I'm with you, Mike, that I definitely am feeling mixed emotions about the blessing of being home with my family. Like, I love it, and I really do love the time, and it's slowed everything in life down. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways for the good. But in other ways, I feel like I should be doing something. I feel like I'm.
You got that, like, sense of guilt.
You do. And you're. Yeah. I have guilt about not teaching my students right now. I have guilt that there are kids that I know need me or other staff members in our building, and they're not getting that right now.
Right.
That's kind of difficult for me.
I feel guilt, like, I'm not doing any planning right now. I'm not doing any, like, official, you know what I mean? And I just, like, give yourself some grace on that and say, like, what's happening right now in the world has never happened before. And it's okay to take some time and process that.
Yeah. To step back and right.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
What do you guys do when, I meant, Marie, you talked about you going for walks and stuff. What are you guys doing to take care of yourselves? Like, we talked about our students, we talked about our families, but how about ourselves? Because we already just all three admitted that we feel really guilty about this, and we got to take care of each other. What are we all doing? What are you guys doing?
You know, I'm trying to do stuff with my son, Alex, a lot. I'm trying to do like creative activities with him, stuff that he sometimes asks me to do that I don't have time to do. Mm-hmm. I've been doing some of that. I've been running a lot and trying to get outside. Mm-hmm. And I'm a total nerd. I'm going to admit this for the first time on the podcast that I love to do metal detecting, and it's such, like, an old man hobby, but I love it. And
we knew that already. Don't worry. Yeah, we knew that.
I looked out we're in my neighbor's yard, and I, like, waved at you from my front porch.
Yeah.
Eric's out about.
Yeah, so it's a good way for me to, like, just basically go into somebody's yard, put on my headphones, and, like, just search for old spoons and coins and stuff like that. And it's very relaxing and zen. But I love doing that. You know, that's what I've been doing. I don't know. What about you, Marie?
You want to go first, Mike?
Sure, yeah. Well, obviously spending a lot of time with the family, which has been pretty cool. A lot of little projects around the house, like cleaning the closet and doing this and doing that. And we've got a big list. I like plants and gardening and stuff like that. So I've got all these house plants that I needed to repot. And so the other day went into the garage and tore them all apart and cleaned them all up and put them in new pots and whatever. So that felt pretty good. And in fact, I shared that with my students. I said, this is what I did today. You know what I mean? And then lately, the last couple of days, I've been doing like some video Zooming with some buddies from college and just laughing and telling old stories and drinking a couple of beers and just, you know, just kind of trying to forget about the crap that's going on a little bit outside.
I'm like, we are elementary teachers. We don't drink beer, remember?
Well, most of the people listening to this probably are going to have a glass of wine or a cold one later on today. So I think it's okay.
Hey, man, whatever they need, man, whatever you need. So how about you, Marie? What have you been up to?
A lot of some yoga. I think that's what's really cool is to see how people are, like, having an online presence, if that makes sense.
Right.
I've been trying to support, like, one local business every day by, like, I bought a book for my favorite bookstore the other day. Things like that. The yoga studio I go to, they have been, like, hosting live classes for everybody for free, which is cool. So, I mean, like, FaceTiming with my family. I've been playing board games online with some people. So, yeah.
Nice. We should
keep connecting with others and getting outside as much as possible, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's important, even though it's not the same. I think it's a good opportunity to connect to people virtually. Maybe people you haven't talked to in a while, maybe right. People that you haven't connected to. And now you have a reason. You have an excuse to, like, FaceTime with that friend.
Everybody yeah. going through this, like, you know, nobody is exempt from what's happening right now. So
Yeah, for sure. Well, right. I do want to give a shout out here. We asked in our last podcast for people to rate or review the show. We had a couple people review it, and we had one person who wrote a review. So I wanted to read it really quick. Mrs. Bear Miller, and she said she stumbled upon the podcast when she took a job as a makerspace instructor in her local elementary school. She said, y'all have given me a boost in confidence to take on some tasks I didn't think I was ready to do since I'm returning new to it all. I took a few years off while having 4 kids, and I really feel that you all have helped my transition back into the classroom. Very grateful.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you for great to hear.
Yeah. So that helped, you know, I love reading stuff like that. So if anybody else wants to and has the time, you can either email us or leave a review for us. We love those, and I'll be happy to read them on the air. Or I guess we're not on the air. That makes me feel really old.
It's like we're on the air than we then.
Yeah, it's like old-timey radio or something like that. Hey, folks, welcome to the...
It's like when my mom says, I'm going to tape that show. No, Mom, yeah. It's a DVR.
Yeah, just let us know what you're doing to get through this.
Right.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. We would love to hear from all of you, and it'd be another way for us to connect. Would be with all the people who listen to the show. And I've actually already had a couple people Facebook Messenger me. And talk about that they like the show and some things like that. So that's nice to hear from them. So anyway, well, you guys, you know, honestly, I really miss you guys. And I think that along with, like, feeling that I miss the kids and everything like that, I miss you guys. I miss mm-hmm. all of our right. awesome people we work with because, absolutely. Yeah, it really highlights how much we get out of our jobs when we're not there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so... All right. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this episode. We'll maybe check in another time with you all. This has been Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
Marie Larson.
See ya. All right. Eric here with my son, Alex. Say hello.
Hello.
So Alex is in 4th grade.
Yep.
And I wanted to ask him about the Messenger Kids app by Facebook. because he's been really loving that. But first of all, tell us, how's it been this week at home since school's been closed?
Well, it's not super duper fun, but I mean, since we have neighbors and stuff, it's okay, but...
Yeah, but you'd miss your classmates and things. And
yeah.
Well, we investigated this Messenger Kids app by Facebook, and it's kind of cool. It connects you to all your friends' kids, and there are codes in here so you can connect to other kids as well, but it's pretty locked down for safety, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, but I wanted Alex to tell you about the Messenger Kids app and why you might want it for your kids at home. So what are some of the things that you can do on Messenger Kids?
Well, like, if you tap on someone's profile, you can text them. Mm-hmm. You can also send them a video message, or you could call them.
Okay. And so when you do the video message, is it kind of like FaceTime or...
Yeah, it's pretty much like FaceTime, but there's this little button at the bottom, and when you press it, a bunch of games come up. And it's like, if you press one with two pandas, it does like this dancing app, and there's a bunch of other ones, but it's really fun, and you can like take screenshots of it and text it to people on Messenger Kids. It's really fun.
Cool. So it kind of keeps the conversation going a little bit by having some games and some augmented reality where it like, yeah, put your face on different animals.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, that's kind of cool.
And, like, Messenger Kids, the profile, it says, like, online 4 hours ago or online. And, like, if you want to call them and you press the call button, if they're not available, it just says not available, cannot do your video chat. And
okay.
It's pretty
useful. So it'll tell you if they're online, if they're ready to chat. That's kind of cool.
Or it says, like, online 4 hours ago or something. So if it says that, then you have a pretty good clue that you're not going to be able to video chat with them.
Cool. And I know you can create groups within this, too. So if you had, like, a group of friends you wanted to chat with, you can do that. We haven't really investigated that too much. On the parent side of things, from your Facebook account, you manage this. So you can go into your Facebook account, and you can go under Messenger Kids, and it will show you recent activity and things that your kids have been doing, which is kind of nice, just to make sure that, I mean, I don't worry about you being appropriate, Alex, but so you never know, right? Some of your friends.
Yeah, because parents can see what you do, and like, because they can't really see what you do on the video chat, but they can definitely hear what you say.
That is true, and we have a few rules about it, about where it can be and some things like that.
Yep.
And then I just make sure I turn off the devices that have this after 8 o'clock so that we're not getting video calls.
And if you have, like, grandparents or something that you're worried about because of coronavirus, you can ask them to log into it, and you can just video chat them, text them whenever you want.
Good point, Alex. Yeah, not just kids on here. Yeah, you can add... parents, grandparents, anybody you're friends with on Facebook, then you can chat with them. I think this is kind of neat because a lot of times when we FaceTime with grandma and grandpa, we have to use like my phone and I have to do it.
Yeah.
And this would be a way for you to be able to text with them and make
because,
sure they're okay.
Like, it's really helpful because, like, there are these two modes. You can either call them where you can't see them, or you can, like, press a button that you can, like, do it like a video chat FaceTime.
Yeah.
Or you can just do it normally, like you're calling them on speaker.
So that'd be good. So maybe if you don't want people to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, man. So right from a kid's mouth, Messenger Kids is a great app if you're looking for a way to help connect your kids to their friends in a safe way. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Alex.
No problem. Thanks, guys.